like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its phase, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
My dear friends, I just want to start again and try to get people to discuss something that could save your life and save your country. Something very beautifully simple, magically simple. And you have a choice, you know, to listen to me and grasp what I'm trying to say. And if you think I'm full of it, pardon the expression, then you need to call me and ask me to explain what I'm trying to say. I am saying that all of you must become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And my microphone isn't perfect because it's falling down around my ears, but I do the best I can. Trying to fix your microphone and make some sense is not the easiest thing in the world to do. But I'm doing it. 800-866-8883. Please call me. I'm looking at a microphone. It's looking down at me, and I'm talking up to it. It's just, I hope you can hear it. That's under stress. And we make a little light of it. Thank you. But I want to help you because a caller triggered that last night, triggered what I must say to him. He said, I'm trying to be calm and not upset. I'm working in a factory. I don't remember exactly what it was. Let's call it a factory. And he's trying to mind his own business, but there's a person there who is renowned for getting other people fired by lies. It just takes a certain pleasure in it. And so he answers in a proper way and then stays calm and all the rest of it. But it goes much further. The person who did it to him got laid off and then brought back again. And it got worse than ever. Since he came back, it means that he's okay when he's not. So the brass has emboldened him and therefore added seven other people to it, until he's got so broken, you could see the mental, emotional, physical properties disintegrating him. And he said it. I said, in order for you to deal with the forces around you that are dangerous, that are killing everybody, I mean, it's what you call stress is doing this. We do to others what was done to us. But the trigger, if the trigger comes from your father, then it affects everybody in turn. But if it comes from politics, from the very top, you can control a whole country by creating a problem where you should have fixed it, but purposely didn't. And then, as you see it's happening to you, the problems that we're having is because the economy is beginning to fall apart and we are showing weakness to, and this is purposeful, is to make us weak and to encourage the adversaries all around the world to begin to attack and starting to kill people, see, and embolden, and then there's many, and not doing anything about it, and then the enemy becomes emboldened, so there's 250,000 Christians murdered. And is beginning to move in this way. We're still not doing anything. And so it looks like we're weak. We're not weak, but the president makes it look weak. That's his purpose, is to make us weak, to make no decisions, to let the house fall down, and so that the kids get starving. But always giving solutions which create bigger problems. And it's in your household the same way. You can also start to give in to the bully, and the bully will take charge and not give you a real answer, but make things worse. And when it makes things worse, you get upset, you go along to get along, and you keep giving in to it till he has his wicked way, and you begin to become demoralized and start to have mental, emotional, physical problems when doctors come and cannot fix that. Okay, there's no fix for an America that is under that kind of situation. We'll be right back.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, 800-866-8883. Let me just ask you a question and as a continuum of my first hour. I'm sorry you didn't hear the first hour, but you can go to my website, fhu.com, and listen to the program any time of the day or evening. Until the next evening, where we change and do it live again. So you can have it on I think it's archive, something like that. It may not be exactly the word I forgot, but you can hear it all day long, so you don't have to listen to it in the middle of the night. You can drive home with it if you have the proper accoutrements. All right, so the question here is, we are becoming a demoralized nation. And the dark side, you see with Baltimore and places like that, and what they're doing to the police. You see, this is all part of politics. Politics is war by other means. That's it. You don't have to go very far, 20, 30, 40 years, before there's another war. And there's a sort of a pleasure in people dying. There's a certain pleasure in coming to the rescue, and in a phony way, only to hurt you more. There's two ways to kill you. One is to demoralize you, and then to, you know, be two-faced. All of a sudden, you've got a nice face, and you love what you just put in to that person. I saw a movie one day that was so perfect. Let me describe it to you, so you can understand how it works. But whoever did that movie, I never forgot it, because it was so perfectly done. And it had to be perfectly done to a person who knew what I know. So the scene is, mother is screaming at the child for some reason. And she's crying, please, Mom, don't, Mom, don't, please, Mom. And she won't, she's relentless, and finally she gives in. And then mother changes her tune. She's there, mother loves you. You know that. What she's doing, she's mothering what she put in the child. Child's finished. Who understands that? Okay, who understands that? In other words, love isn't love. You're loving the demon that she put in him or her. You got to be careful of people liking you. You just had a person who committed suicide, and he's an entertainer. What was his name? I wish I could remember his name. Robin Williams. He was a people pleaser. He had three marriages. He was an alcoholic. The way he had a sense of worth, which is worthless,
was being entertaining and funny. But there's so much funny in him, and there isn't any more. And he begins to get angry at the audience, but can't say anything to them, because then he has to reveal this terrible dark side of him. So he has to do it more and more until the hatred of the audience creates the guilt of trying to make fun, so he doesn't have to feel the pain of his own hatred towards the people. He hated you. He hated your guts, but you didn't know it, because he showed a persona. All the world's a stage, men and women, merely actors. That's the reason why. And so when you give him money, you give little Tommy Tucker, who sings for his supper, money, you're encouraging him to be a slave to your pleasure and make him laugh and make you sing and get him to sing. And you love that person so much, but what you're doing is loving the worst in him, and he kills himself because he can't dare say. The pain would be too great. He'd rather die than admit he's wrong and say, I've been doing this because I hate you. Can you imagine that? No, you couldn't do it. And he had three marriages, the same thing. You had to be nicer and nicer and nicer, and they got worse and worse and worse. They treated him worse and worse. It's the same thing. There's no way out, even for a person who loves, because it isn't love. So now, that is codependency, and whereby the entertainer is the loser. But then there's a situation where the entertainer, Obama, is the winner. See, because you've elected him. But this time he doesn't do anything for you. He just lets the country fall apart. So making you become dependent on him for your well-being. You see that? And once that happens, the people who are on welfare in this particular case, especially those, they become more plentiful, because he makes sure the economy is drying up, and there's less and less people working, and more people getting more money for not working than those who do, and having a nice lifestyle. And so you have a codependency, whereby all the person that is in that situation with a sense of worth and loving the devil that appeared to save him, and he owes him the vote. And of course, a person like that is never going to be enough for him. And so you have to give them more and more things, and you have to raise taxes for those things, and then you rob the soldiers of their, you cut their pay and you kill them off, which is going on today in the Veterans Administration. There's all these areas, they're still dying, nothing's changed. And you've got the media that covers it all up. But you're dying, country's dying. People grow on you. It just in your real life, people grow on you, they'll also get under your skin. These are the words that you tend to use when you're trying to explain what's going wrong with you, like for cancer. See? So if you don't know what's come over you lately, and you're not yourself anymore, you better listen to this, what I'm saying. Because, you see, you are being intimidated by the president. And he intimidates you not by being mean, but by letting the roof leak, like you're married to him and he's got friends, and he gives all the money to the friends, all the money he's earning, and he gives more and more friends. And the more friends he has, the more money his friends will give him, etc. Because he seems to be getting richer and richer, but at the expense of, his wife and children, the roof is leaking. And he's probably got several other women too on the QT. But what I'm saying is, that's what you got for a president. And that's a president of the left. That is a skill what he's doing, he's being taught. It is the word communism is not a good word. It's a Marxist technique of creating a problem and solving it. See, and the solution is always worse than the cure. And it robs you of your independence. And what grows are people who are codependent. So they are subject to him and love him for what he takes from you to give to them. So therefore, either they don't care where the money's coming from. All they care for is they get their iPhones and they have all the things they want, but never enough. And such a person is hateful. And such a person is subject to the dark side of your president. And you see, he gathers to himself all the lowest scum on the earth. See? It's called the left wing. And the left wing is, in this particular case, the left wing is not just left in a sense. It is dark. It's dark and it has an entity in it. That's not to say that other people who are on the right, they don't have an entity, but this has a chief entity called the president. And it loves what's wrong with everybody and encourages the worst in them. And to blame what the anxiety they feel on other people. See, not as not them giving enough to you.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Okay. Okay, Jennifer, I didn't see you there. Apologize, but you're right on the subject matter I like to share with. You have a typical problem that affects the whole country. So you go ahead and tell me what the problem is. I can see it on the screen. But okay. You express it. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, so basically why I'm calling is I'm hoping you can help me dig a little deeper because I've had some realizations. I've been speaking up a lot more and addressing tension that I feel.
Yes.
It's just been coming to the surface repeatedly, and I realize there's a lot of problems underneath me.
You're beginning to realize where resentment is and judgment.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I never saw them before you buried them. That's it.
Yeah, now that you say that, I can admit that I think I've resented every person in my life at some point.
I understand that.
I realized that.
As they come out, be happy to see it. Oh, I see that. I never saw that before. I see how it's connected to my misery.
It is. It's been draining the life out of me, and I've been drinking coffee for about 20 years to offset that.
You sound so young.
What'd you say?
Yeah, you sound so young.
Oh, I'm 39.
You are young.
Yeah. But ever since I was 18.
Yes.
I mean, since I realized the last time I felt carefree was probably when I was about 7 or 8.
Yes.
And then ever since then, I kind of started to feel tired and drained. And then eventually, you know, was able to drink coffee and realize, oh, wow, I have so much energy now.
Yes, but only to make you live longer.
Right. And actually, as I've been meditating, this past 6 months, there's been a natural wean down of all of that caffeine.
I like that.
And once I did that, so many things are coming up.
Yes. I like what you're saying.
So I realized I've pretty much resented everybody in my life at some point. I realized that I feel like I have a compulsion to go toward bullies and appease them. And I realized that all the tensions that are coming up, it's the same pattern.
Yes, of course.
And
What do you get out of going towards bullies and appeasing? What do you get out of that? As if I didn't know. But go ahead.
It makes me feel safe because I'm afraid of them.
Yes.
And I know that I have a set of virtues. This is what I've realized, too, is that ever since being a little kid, I knew what was right and wrong.
Yes.
And those virtues make up the values that I have today.
Yes.
And I know that doesn't fit in. And when I speak of those, when I try to talk to people,
how do you mean?
About,
how do you mean? I realize it doesn't fit in. What do you mean?
Well,
about that?
What I mean is, so the values that I have don't coincide, I guess, with like.
With everybody around you.
Yes.
Yes.
And especially the women, because I feel like. And I went through this myself. I feel like women are being pulled in the wrong direction.
Yes, they are.
Taught,
yes,
from a very young age, not just in school, but even from our mothers.
Yes,
that we need to go make something of ourselves. And I didn't get a chance, so you need to have that chance. And that gets ingrained in your head. And then all of a sudden, when you get married and have children, you find yourself in a conflict.
Yes,
and. I felt that conflict, but I didn't listen to it. I always wanted to let go of my career and stay home with my kids and let
which
that
is,
go.
Which is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I always knew it was right, but there was a conflict there that made me feel a little depressed, and I didn't understand it. But then eventually I realized I only feel conflict because I was going the wrong way.
Yes.
And so, you know, I see this happening, and anybody I've tried to talk to about it, I mean, it's just, I feel like they reject me right away. And so
yes.
I think I've known deep down that I think to get along in my life, to feel like I belonged or to feel normal, my pattern was to...
go along to get along.
Yes,
yeah.
And even change myself to do that.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
But that's what's happening to America, see?
Yeah.
That's what's happening is getting inside you. And that's not you anymore. It's when you have to change, you know, to accommodate that impulse.
Right.
It ceases to become you. And it's going to affect your children very deeply.
Yeah.
Because that isn't you is going to affect them.
Yes.
They're going to see you, but they can't tell you what they see. They only see that you're strange.
Yes.
That's what they see.
Oh, yeah, my kids stand up to me all the time. It's
great.
Oh, that's
good. That's a good
thing. It's wonderful because I immediately can see my fault.
That's perfect. That is a good system you're in.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
And you encourage them. Say, anytime you see something wrong, kids, show it to me.
Oh, I do.
Speak up.
I do. They do every single day. There's something every single day.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's great. It's beautiful.
You're preserving their innocence.
Yeah.
So something good is coming from this. Something in you is good. Do you see that?
I do.
So in essence, now you're going to have to teach them to stand up. So in their presence, there's going to be a situation where you feel the pull.
Yeah.
To give in, and you don't.
Right.
And they see that. You don't have to say anything. You just don't give in.
Yeah.
And stand there as if to say, without words, have you finished yet? Oh, you haven't. Well, keep going. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's the attitude. Don't be bothered. Say, see, kids, don't be bothered, and they walk away. And it bothers them that it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
And just remember that if it doesn't bother you, it bothers them to bother you, and you can't lose. You can only win. You win by not losing your cool. You win by not losing your cool, but not fighting with them, but sustaining your ground. And when you stand your ground, there may become a time for a whack on the nose for somebody. So I have to actually put that in, because there is a time to say no.
Right.
But with a fist.
Right.
There is a time, very rare, if you do it right.
Right.
But there's always a time to rescue someone with physical force. But in those moments, you will not feel that you've done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And people will praise you, and I'm just going to take it a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And people might praise you, want to give you a medal, and you don't know what they're talking about. How else would you do it? That's how your attitude would be. Got it?
Yeah. Well,
that you don't need any fuel.
Speaking up is teaching me a lot, because I was shocked. I'm not shocked anymore. It's starting to become more, I don't want to say normal, but I'm getting used to it, where I've actually had to have really hard conversations with people who've become irate at me.
And yeah, of course. But if you speak, there's no hostility, and you wait patiently, and don't try to think of what to say. Let it come out by itself. God will give you the words.
Right.
He will give. Don't figure it. Don't figure. Just listen, and you're going to actually be surprised what comes out of your mouth. Did I say that? See that?
Well, you know what has been eye-opening is seeing what I've been appeasing.
Yes.
That
monsters.
Was a big
monsters.
Eye-opener.
Yes.
Because in one breath, somebody can say, I love you, I love you, and then the next minute, screaming at you.
Yes.
And I see that, and I'm like, what have I been doing?
That's right.
And haven't been helping them either.
No.
Because having not been honest with them, it's just made them think like, there's nothing wrong with
so
doing.
What you're going to do, what you're going to do is to kill the entity in the adversary. So everybody who acts as an adversary or bully is filled with an entity that is doing the work and trying to get inside your head and ruin you too. And so if you are becoming perfect as your Father in Heaven is becoming perfect, which means, I mean, as your Father in Heaven is perfect, if you will take your opportunities like you did with your children and take them out and wait for an opportunity to hold your ground and not move and see the frustration on everybody's faces and not knowing what to do and then feeling clean. You see, just being clean, not being infected by them.
Right.
So you don't really need to give in, because they will give in to something in you that they don't. They will feel your energy. You won't feel theirs.
Right.
See that?
Yeah.
And Jesus would affect people the same way. He had this energy around him that you could actually see him from a distance. You couldn't see the aura, but you'd pick him out of a crowd. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I stand out that way too, and, in that sense. Now,
right.
I'm moving around in a crowd but much these days, 88 almost. But the point is, I know that I've affected people without words. And what I've got now on radio is only words, but then there's a pitch of my voice, and what comes through those words surprises me some days. See that? So
I'm always, when I see you, when I hear you talk, or when I've watched the Sunday morning conversations,
yes.
The one thing that always stands out to me is your patience.
I don't get scared of the bad guys. I don't get angry, upset with it. Hold a second, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the foundation of human understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, we had some nice callers this evening, but each caller that called gives you a slice of insight to everybody in this country. Doing unto others means you're infected, as was done unto you, Messi. Whereas if you can find innocence, if you can be free of that which you're not,
you're part of a system of things that is breaking down all around us and spreading like a virus. See? So if you can learn to deal with the next moment, with the adversary, you see, with the entity in your adversary, you have to have an entity to have that meanness, and you have to feed that entity with your weakness, and so that the two of you make a cell. And a cell in a chain of cells, because the person who yields and gives in for peace has no peace and gives up life force to the bully. So they can turn around, if not to be completely drained, to do unto others what was done to them. So you can take the role of sucking the life out of an individual and destroying them and refreshing who you think you are when you are not. So that is the problem you all suffer for, with very, very few not being so. All right, we're going to go to Robin, and we're going to come back this to tomorrow about more of how we're going to kill the entity in the adversary. I will show you how it's done, and your life will be saved, and this country will be saved. Please support my program. Thank you. Now we're going to go to Robin. Thank you for waiting, my friend.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear
me? Hi. Oh, Robin, I was expecting a man.
No, this is a female.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
So I have a question.
Yes.
About the meditation, something
yes.
that happens to me when I meditate.
Yes.
And I wonder, it must happen to other people. I'll be meditating, and then I'll get this like very high-definition image of landscapes or a room or just some random something, and it's really like high-definition TV. It's sharper than how I would even see it in real life.
How long has that been going on?
Probably since 2005.
Are you doing better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always doing better. I had a long way to... I mean, I'm coming from, in a way, behind the eight ball.
So what was wrong with you to begin with? What made you start to meditate?
What made me... Well, I was... I had all kinds of... I mean, I'd been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but changed all my nutrition and changed my lifestyle, was able to get off of all medications and everything.
That's wonderful.
I still had hyperactivity, can't settle down, and a lot of anxiety.
Is it gone away?
It's getting better. I'm learning to look at it and not be intimidated by it. Just look at it.
Then may I suggest you look at these images and not indulge yourself in them. Just look at them and watch them go away.
Well, what are they?
But it doesn't matter. Don't even bother to ask. Just watch them and go away. And the reason for it will pop out sooner or later. And if it doesn't need, it's not made symbolic of anything, because you could have had lots of trouble in various situations, and it could be in a beautiful place in a situation where bad things happen, and what's left is the mirror image of where it happened. So therefore, the problem can go away, but leave. For example, let me give you an example.
Okay.
This may not be a very good example, but if there's a country that has a tyrant, like,
yes.
you know, a big tyrant, what the tyrant does is has pictures of himself enlarged, and everywhere you go, there's this picture. After a while, you won't notice it anymore, but it's reinforcing everything that's wrong with you, all your servitude, to that individual that is sitting in the palace, but his image will do as much as his presence. And so you will just notice those images, but they will actually keep alive everything that's wrong and your allegiance to that person. It's not allegiance to the image, allegiance to, because it reminds you. It's just the smell of him. If you get some perfume and you had an angry at this person, and the perfume would reinforce the anger you have to a person who wore that perfume. You understand that? It doesn't have to be anything. It could just be an image of something. I would let it go. I wouldn't worry about it and let it go like everything else, and you'll be free. Yes, so for instance, if I was the, you know, I'm a professional, used to be a professional hypnotist. I'm not proud of that. But the point is, I learned a lot about what it is. It's called sin. So when you, so that by association, so if your father wanted to teach you how to swim and throws you into the ocean, you see, so therefore, the ocean, just the sight of the ocean will keep you. And you may not like going in the water, but you like the ocean, of course, but you don't realize it's keeping alive the hate you have for your father and affecting you in other ways, and you don't see it.
So those could be images of places where I was abused?
Exactly. Well done. Jolly good show.
Okay, but I don't remember.
No, you don't have to. No, your body, you'd be surprised how clever that entity is inside you, and how those look. You know what PTSD is, don't you? You roughly.
Yes,
know.
I have PTSD.
Well, it means that with respect to our soldiers, they are civilized people fighting cannibals. See, ISIS. They have no soul. Evil.
Right.
They never have dealt with evil like that in their whole life in their own country. So they're not used to what they're about to see. Women being having their heads chopped off and deboweled with a baby and blood everywhere. And so sooner or later, they react to it. So, and the noise all around, and he goes home and he brings the enemy with him, the entity. And the entity is what is in charge. And it will awaken with a bus going backfiring, and immediately it sounds like a shot from a gun or a bomb, and he jumps behind the sofa and he sees all these it's seeing the image of the theater of war in front of him, but he's actually seeing his own children and wife as the enemy just for a fraction of a second, and then he's almost shoots them. And something will say to them, see, I can make you do this, and if you don't kill yourself, I'll get you to kill them. And that's the voice they have in their head, and that's why they die.
Well, so
it's powerful.
It was after I started meditating, is that because this is coming to the surface, these things that have been repressed? Like when I try to go to sleep,
that's right. And looking at them in the light, looking at them in a new light makes you, cures you. That's all there is to it. Just keep on the path, because on the path may take you a lifetime, but every day you get a little better. Every day you see a little this and a little that where it was hiding, and the hiding thing was reacting to things and keeping you bound and enslaved. So you are becoming free. You are in the process of becoming. I have become free in my later years. But in other words, I'm becoming perfect. I'm not perfect right away, but I'm perfect in little steps. Do you see that?
I see that. It's not easy.
No, it is easy if you let go and let God do it and stop worrying about, you know, you doing it. And you don't worry about being in a hurry.
Okay.
That's all. You'll be just fine.
Okay.
It's the way it should be. Enjoy your life.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless. You have any questions? I don't mean to make you run away, but if you have another question, I'll be happy to answer it.
No, I just want to say that. So what is happening is because this is started happening after I started meditating.
Yes.
The stuff is coming to the surface and it's
getting
exposed. And what it's also doing is, like, sometimes I can't sleep because I'll start to fall asleep.
Then don't bother.
Yeah, I meditate for hours.
You don't really need to. Just enjoy looking around. And you know what I like to do? Sometimes I like to see the atmosphere. If I look into a dark corner, I can see the atmosphere.
Yeah, you can see the molecules moving.
That's right. You can see the molecules moving around.
Yeah.
You're seeing gravity. You're seeing gravity. It's what you are.
I can see it right now looking in my room.
I know.
I always see it. It's everything jumping around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You see what nobody else sees. You see what scientists can't see through the magnifying glass.
Yeah, I've always seen it.
Because you have those insights. You have those insights. See, the secret is this. Let go. Let God. Get out of the way of fixing yourself. And just enjoy the new light you see things in. That's all. Enjoy the new light. Oh, I see that. And you're happy to see it. That's it. That's all you need.
It really is like magic. He's doing all these amazing things because
I know.
I'm trying to control and manipulate things.
No, you don't need it.
Moving things around.
No, actually, he moves things around for you. He writes your story.
Exactly.
And he puts words in your mouth. He puts words in your mouth and gives you understanding you never had before about everything.
Because I've been listening to you, and you know how you say you always talk. I teach. And so when I teach, and I'd always teach with a PowerPoint and this and that, and I finally just kind of stopped a lot of that. And I just talk to my students.
I love it. Beautiful.
And it's much easier.
It is easier. You're a real person. That's why they listen. I'm a real person. That's why you listen to me, right?
Yes.
Well, it's good for you. It's good for you to listen to me, and it's good for them to listen to you. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing this by listening to you, and then I go out and do it.
That's the idea. That's your job. My job's finished, and then your job is to spread the word, and I'm looking for new people. You don't owe me anything unless you want to give a donation. That's otherwise you don't owe me anything. That's it. Nice talking to you, Robin. Do I make a commercial here?
Hi, this is David Masters, I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military.
In your pocket, where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, did you hear Robin? Just a few minutes ago. What did I do to her? See? I'm killing, not me. Just I'm the agent of change. Just like Jesus is the agent of himself. He could do nothing. He says, my Father within me, he does it. I get that. So the magic is not me. The magic is who I am, innocent. And this lady is becoming innocent. And it's the becoming innocence, as long as you can hold to your ground until the all is flushed out. But what I've been doing to her, or what has been happening through me to her and to her children, the teachers, she's in school, I guess. She's putting away the old way of teaching and just being true to herself and not a machine. See? And so I am the agent of change. With this respect, I'm killing just because she listens to me and likes what I'm saying, and so therefore the darkness that was in her is going away. It's melting away, and sometimes it will go away with a big bang, with a scream, as an exorcism. So don't be afraid of that. You need to watch my Sunday morning conversations. You go to my website, watch them, 2 hours. It's like a seminar. This is not ordinary preaching. This is a seminar for people to become better. And you see them. You see me kill the entity. Actually see it. And they're relieved of it immediately, and they begin to grow. And I just show them how easy it is to hold that course. If I can do that to you, watch me. Watch me. It's not me that does this magic. There is such a thing as real magic. And you will see that if you have cancer, it will be gone in weeks, all depending upon who you are. Or you die hating me. Because there are lots of people who hate what I'm saying. So they may hate just temporarily and say, why am I being angry with Roy? I don't know what he said to make me angry. I just didn't like what he says, but, you know, maybe he's right. That is an epiphany. That person is disinfected. See how I said that? Becoming to be disinfected. And I'm showing him how to keep that going. I want to do this for the nation. And if you can play the role like she's going to school and takes that whatever she said away, the pointer stuff that she was taught to teach the kids with, and throw it away and be herself, then it spreads. Innocence spreads. You can't be hurt, and you may win by not losing your cool in every moment and become stronger and then have the joy that I have seeing people getting better and saying goodbye. It's your turn to do what I'm doing next. And if you want to support the program with donation, I'd be very grateful, because I need, in order to help the nation, I need to reach people who are broken, completely broken on drugs, every kind, alcohol. I need to reach them so they can hear my voice and see where I'm coming from, so they can go their same place. I know how to guide them to that place, and then my job is done. And so we have a nation of people who are free. I don't want you tied to me. I want you to be free from me. Free from me to give you over to who is in me. So if he's in me, he's also now in you. If you, it takes one to know one. If you had an experience of listening to my program and listening to me speak to somebody as it applies to you that moment, you have a flash, you have a feeling of a breath of fresh air. That's how it seems. See? So let me give you my phone number, but let me see if I can find the number that's, an 800, but it's the number you can listen to my program. The people, yes, I'm not sure if I can find this. Yes, it's somewhere here. It's too bad. Yeah, I just want to let people know, if they call the office, 800-866-8883, then they will give you, if you haven't got a computer and you don't have any equipment, you can actually listen to my radio program online, on the phone, no charge. I think the older people would really enjoy that. Thank you very much. I just want to just finish my discussion with you. Tomorrow I'm going to start again with this concept of killing the entity in the evil entity in the adversary. Your adversary can be unconsciously, literally unconsciously, become a bully and taking strange pleasure. But if he don't give that pleasure to him, if you can stand your ground effortlessly, not willfully, the will of the universe is in you, and so you cannot be infected. Instead, you disinfect the entity in your adversary, and that will spread like wildfire. If I get enough stations. Do you understand? If it's setting you on fire in a good way, calm, and winning by not losing your cool, you've got a handle on that. Keep going. And spread it to other people. Let it be infectious or disinfectious. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful what you can do when you're tired, when you like what you do. Anyway, please call my office, 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. And also in the evening, you can get to 11 o'clock. There's a lady sitting out waiting to talk to you, 800-877-3227. That's the number of my phone day and nights until she decides not to do it anymore. But it's really neat for you to call. And FHU.com. You can, I think you just $10 or $12 a month, you can explore everything on my website. There's so many things, there's booklets, everything. I think you can get those booklets of my old programs, all my talks on those booklets. They're very easy to read. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.